We're talking today with Amy Peel. Amy, of course, our state FFA president for 2009-2010. Amy, you've almost served a full year now, and of course you served a previous year as a state officer. So what's different second time around compared to the first year as an officer?
I was actually just talking to people in the office about that. It's just been a completely different experience for me because, you know, I have seven new best friends, and more as we work together like a family. And I guess my responsibilities have been different because I get to speak at the Capitol a little bit more, and so that's really fun for me to be able to see the political side of that. And just the responsibilities are different, and you got to memorize a lot more. So,
tell me about your year as president. What all have you been doing?
Some of the things that we've done, well, I've had the opportunity to go to California and be in the Rose Bowl Parade, and that was probably a really highlight for me throughout the year. Went to State President's Conference in Washington, D.C., and I've got to speak at the Capitol. The Capitol for National FFA Week in front of the House and the Senate, and an education meeting. We do conferences like Goodwill Tour and Advanced Leadership Development Made for Excellence and different things like that. It's just been a whirlwind. So,
have you had a chance to get out and you know, kind of mingle with quite a few of the chapters as well?
Yes, that's something that we as a state officer team, we've done a lot of chapter visits as a group, which sometimes it's hard to do that with how busy we are. And we've went to all of our home chapters to be able to see where everyone grew up. And that was probably one of the things that I'm going to cherish the most, is being able to see all my teammates' hometowns and where they grew up and came from. So,
tell me a little bit about the plans for the 2010 state convention.
Well, we are so excited. We're blowing down to the last 28 days before convention, and some of our highlights. Well, I'm really excited about giving my retiring address on Tuesday night, and we're also having the Eli Young Band come on Tuesday night too. And then we have just our state officer reflections and election of the new state officers, and we have a few amendments that we're going to be doing during a business session, and we have about eight workshops that we're going to have throughout convention. It's just going to be a great time. I'm ready to see all the blue and gold jackets.
Why is it important that you have a state meeting like the state convention?
Well, I think that it's important that the members have a say in what goes in our association. Just like a national convention, a state convention, they get to choose, you know, if the dues are going to be raised. And they get to choose, you know, if the state degree requirements are going to change. Because I think it's important that all the members have a voice in what happens to our state and what happens to our association.
Now, you're kind of coming closer to the end of your FFA career. I don't know if you've got some plans past this year or not, but tell me, you know, what's FFA really done for you?
I think it's solidified what I want to do with my life, and because I want to be an agriculture education teacher, and because it's because of the impact that I've had through this organization, the people that have changed my life, whether it be my ag teacher or my fellow classmates, it truly is just solidified my goal, my dream. One of my other dreams is to be a motivational speaker. And so I've had so many opportunities as a state officer and as an FFA member to travel and speak. And that's something that I'm so passionate about. And I'm so passionate about helping people. And it really, truly has changed my outlook on things and really gave me a lot of valuable life skills.
Have you thought at all about competing to be Oklahoma's representative as a national officer candidate?
That's definitely in my thought process. We can't really say that until after state convention, but that is an aspiration of mine.
Okay. At this point, what you know, you've talked a little bit about the desire to be an ag teacher. That's not the easiest thing in the world these days. And, you know, they don't pay a whole lot and long hours. Why the interest in that?
I think that being an ag teacher is something more or less, it's not that you do it for, you do it for the money, but you do it because you feel like you're called to do it. And when we do an Oklahoma FFA Alumni Leadership Camp, we have the opportunity to be a small group leader, and we really truly get to invest in the lives of students. And I really want to just take that to a professional level, and being able to instill that, my love for agriculture and the FFA in students, and see if I can kind of light their fire and let them have something they love about this organization, because this is my home and it's what I love. And so maybe I can spread that to other people.